Congratulations on taking out the main prize, the award, on Friday.
Thank you.
Now, the title of the winning artwork, Tribal Abduction, it's a very powerful title, personal, political, historical, cultural.
Yes.
Would you say it's a radical departure from your previous works?
Well, it's a resuming the quest from art school, really, because at art school, in the Western School of Painting, that's what I did.
And you were the first Aboriginal person to graduate from an Australian art school, I understand.
Yes, yes. It's back in 1965 I won the scholarship. There was no easy free scholarships for Aboriginals back then, and good that they do plenty of it in the last 30 years or whatever. And it was just a normal Western-style art training, and figurative drawing was a strong element.
So you were classically trained, in effect?
In the sect that you had to, yeah, you had to draw accurately as possible, and it remained with you. And the tools of observation and how to affect bodies in all sorts of positions has remained with me. And I've sort of drawn figures and things like that, but I remained a landscape wildlife painter for nigh on 30 years. But because of the story of the removal of people, and I always have drawn figures, in the last 2 years, I thought I'll try and achieve something I've never done before. So it took me that long to get the drawing right, virtually, and just to get the composition and feel comfortable with myself. The other element of applying the colours and getting it right, well, I was kind of influenced by the early 19th century romantic artists such as Delacroix and Géricault, and went deeper back into this 15th century of Caravaggio. And they were my influences in this painting.
And the judges did remark on your technical proficiency as well as the potency of the subject matter. So that's obviously drawing on all those skills and interests.
Yeah, it's the degree of difficulty in the picture is to make a design that's not corny or bland or whatever. You had to evoke, so you had to juxtaposition position of body types, which is important, the age and, you know, a child, a youth, an elderly woman, a mother in prime of creating babies, and an old man, and all these sorts of things have to come in the right position to get the story correct. So that was difficult. I'd hope that it would just hang for the Telstra Award exhibition. I hope it just hang, and some people might notice it and walk past. But it got centre stage, yes.
Never mind, you'll have to put up with that.
I wasn't expecting this acceptance. It's done something differently. We're used to seeing these water lilies and landscapes and stuff like that over the decades. To do the first one of that type and to achieve a level that's fairly high, because Aboriginal art, to win those Telstra Art Awards, is difficult. And it's very competitive, and I was fortunate I had three judges that liked the picture.
And you're not using traditional iconography.
No.
Because you're classically trained. So how do you imbue your works with your own cultural heritage?
It's the fact that I'm urban person trained, and I've never denied my Aboriginal beginnings. It's always centre and stage in my life. But because I was urbanised at the age of 7, and I went to art school during that period. So all the artwork and stuff I was confronted with, completely Western. There's no Aboriginal content in my life during that period of time. And I still today do not paint in my grandmother's style or my great-grandfather's style. It's not part of my makeup. The art I learnt is me. And that, to me, is Aboriginal, because I am Aboriginal.
You must see yourself in the work in terms of its subject matter. I mean, it has distress and sadness, but it's got a deep connection to the land, and it's got brightness and clarity in the distance that I can see. I'm just wondering if you can describe your work for our listeners. Describe the painting.
Yeah, well, the thing is about this is I've worked with the Stolen Generation up here since 1994, has been a chairperson. I still had to do those political stuff that I'm always concerned about, the people suffering and hardship they go through in the urban areas is more close to me. And I can feel it all, and I thought, how do we do this? I wanted to get back to something that was closer to me and portray it. So what I've done in this picture is to set it in the scene of my mother's country. the desert. I'm a desert man. I'm born in the desert. So all these colours relate to the desert, the openness of the plains. And I've got in the middle is the mother, bare-breasted, and the child just been torn off the breast by the establishment, which is the police. And I've got the father with a rock in his hand to strike whoever. And I've got the mother's outstretched hands on the top of her daughter. She's holding, clasping her hand on her head. And I've got a brother also in the background with a fire stick willing to engage in conflict. I've got on the top a mother desperately running across the top of the picture with a child expressing, "You're not going to take my child." I have a mother with a child in the foreground whose child will not be taken because it's blacker. And I've got a young boy with hands outstretched, gesturing in the front there, "What is going on?" I got a young man in tears to the top of him, and I have a sculptural-looking figure of a woman pulling its child up from it. And that specifically is about the love of the body. And I've got an old grandmother, just nakedness in her traditional attire. To the left, coming into the picture, is the image of a nun who's showing this, waddling for the, as if in the in a religious context, to take the child to have it cleaned, to have its identity removed and to be westernized. And that's kind of my part in it. But it's both my parents who were taken from their tribal connection, and that's basically what it's saying in this picture. But there's other connotations regarding the removal of children of any era, and particularly those who've been detained or in detention who are refugees.
Yep, there's a lot going on in it, and it's very
potent. There's a lot going on.
It's very potent,
the setting is when I went to Marini many years ago, my grandmother's country, that's in the distance. So it's a big personal story, and it's shared with everybody who can take what they like from it. At the end of the day, it's just a picture.
For me, there was a lot of darkness in the forefront, but in the distance was that, as I said, clarity and brightness and beauty in the landscape in the distance.
Yes.
Well, congratulations once again. And can you give me a glimpse into your next project, perhaps? Have you got an idea?
Oh, yes. There's many. It'll be of a similar theme, things that you've always wanted to do over the years. So they have been taken out of my archival stuff and set on the table, and there are many of these types of stories, but not this first removal stuff. There are other things that are about interaction with the colonial world and more recent times. So there's a lot of material there that'll be portrayed on canvas on a scale similar to this or even bigger. I've said I will not be doing any more water lily paintings from now on, or landscapes, please.